Chapter 29. All is but one. All you have to hold uppermost is that all is but one. Move on with the experience as the aspect of that one. You cannot think it out clearly, for all is also a spiral, a circle, and you shall always return to the exact place you have been. You must accept the growth and spiral toward the whole one, that you not get caught in the whirlpool of ignorance. Wisdom, knowledge and truth is thy goal, for it is truly thy relationship with God and creation as one with it that must be thy goal. Digest this a few days, friends, and then we can discuss it again. I suggest, however, you stop prying at it, accept it, and it will become clear to you. All wisdom, all truth, all knowledge, however, is God's. Therefore, to expect to receive all from God, you must be willing to give all unto God. So be it. Oberly, it is time to begin to cross experience with Larry and Jane, for they are writing much history of thy new land, and you will see that much can be integrated to bring forth a whole view. There are many little aspects running about working toward the same overall goals, so let us begin to form the unit. Theirs will be from ancient aspect as well as what has been coming forth this past week. Only names will be in difference. The word is becoming one. The wonders and glories are all about you. Do not miss of the rose that holds the key. You are of the garden ripe unto harvest, and the master gardener is on his way. These other ones fall under the guidance and tutoring of other energy focused than am I, but the project of earth mankind is all one. We cannot do of it for earth man, and we cannot do of it without earth man. Further, earth man cannot do it without us of the outer dimensional freedoms. A wondrous experience indeed. As with any grand relationship, it is good communications, in truth and sharing as a wholeness, without withholding from the other, that will reap the wondrously abundant harvest and glory. The brotherhood of wholeness, the brotherhood of man in light, wisdom and knowledge through truth and love is the root. Let this be a short lesson this day, Dharma, for we have overdone our welcome from thy mind and fingers this segment called Week. As your Sibber, Chela, I am so well pleased with mine troops. You have done good works and such a great service unto thy fellow man. I am honored to be called your Sibber, and I am forever in thy service. Salu, salu, salu. In the mighty presence of the I am that is and of which I am, I clear this frequency. Commander Jorgos Ceres Hayton. Pleiades Command, Sector TS 7251-3. Leaving circuit out. Receiver postscript. I perceive that it is suitable to add this portion to the end segment of the journal just finished. There is great misunderstanding regarding the creation and God's relationship thereto. This explanation seems to add clarity. I am humbly grateful to have this privilege to serve. Thank you, Dharma.